When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Help Me Be Me is self-help for people who hate self-help, hosted by me, Sarah May. What I talk about on my show is my personal opinion, and it's not a substitute for professional help. I'm not a licensed therapist, and this is based on my personal opinion. So take what helps and leave the rest. If you're really suffering, call 911 or your local emergency services. Thanks.
This is an off-the-cuff recording, which I used to do quite a bit in the early days of this podcast, and I would literally go in the car in the middle of the night and just record, and now I don't really do that. I very much schedule it, and I script it out, and I know exactly what I'm going to say, but I was reflecting, and I thought I would record a little bit on just the idea of being able to access all of ourselves, and especially our kind of creative spirit, or the part of ourselves that is very aware of the greatness of life and just the expansiveness of it and all the wonder that is involved in life and our existence. Because I think, for me personally, at least, I get into this routine of doing and doing and doing and doing and the checking of the boxes. And there's a lot of satisfaction that comes in checking off the boxes, but it's just, I think we're all in that when we are young. We're all aware of that sense of lightness and expansiveness and play and silliness, of being connected to, I guess, all of the notes in our scale. We can play those chords of harmony of high and low and middle, and we can improvise. And then as we get older, we start to have routine that we just become so accustomed to that we stop thinking about the rest of the scale. So anyway, the reason I thought to record this is there was thunder and lightning and pouring rain here a second ago. And there's still lightning outside. And if you live around weather, you probably have this innate knowledge already. So high fives to you if that's the case. I don't, because I'm in California. But anyway, being outside just now, and there are stars, and the insane, beautiful clouds, and like the God rays, as they're known, and then now the clouds with stars in between them just remind me of like how it must have felt many, many years ago to be in weather, working so hard, and then be in warm after being in very extreme cold, and then also being humbled by how bright and far away the stars are, and feeling your size compared to that, and your distance compared to that, how small you are. All of that is so comforting, and it's so necessary to feel that, to orient ourselves to that feeling of contrast, of being cold and being in like a shower of freezing rain, and then being nice and warm and feeling safe inside, and then feeling how tiny you are in this amazing epic theater that is nature. All of that creates such a sense of just inner peace and wonder and aliveness. And also you can see all of the fucking bullshit of your email and your smartphone and social media. All of a sudden, it's like noise that you can barely hear. and just the vastness of that sensory experience. If I could have that every day, I would. Just that comfy realization of like, I'm a human. I have blood in my veins, and there is amazing, epic nature outside and wonder. And just to be able to feel my aliveness for a split second, I was like, fuck yeah. And coincidentally, happened to be watching Kiki's Delivery Service, which if you haven't seen it, it's on HBO Max. I have cartoons on the TV all the time because I have two tiny children at home with me.
Fall is finally here. I am obsessed with making Halloween everything right now. I would say it's a great time to get started on new home decor projects and practice self-care through crafting and maybe some DIY gifts for the holidays. Maker Crate is designed to help teens and adults discover new art and design tools and gain the creative confidence to turn their artistic visions into design realities. Each crate opens the door to continue creating by yourself long after you've completed the projects in each crate. And you'll get real-world applications and the history behind each art form or design technique. There are things from macrame hangers to terrazzo trays, and I mean, they're all really beautiful as well. Turn artistic visions into reality with Maker Crate from KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping with code HELPMEBEME at kiwico.com. That's 50% off your first month at kiwico.com. Promo code HELPMEBEME.
But the reason I bring that up is Kiki's Delivery Service. I mean, all of the Studio Ghibli movies are amazing, and just that they very much bring into creativity references to dream states and to the dream world, and Miyazaki's movies in particular. But this one, which is not directed by Miyazaki, the moral or the theme behind the film is just the muscle that is creativity, the sphincter of creativity, if you will. Just because we have to be so spiritually unfettered to access it and to really channel our own voice and to create from that place. And I don't know, just watching that after being in the rain and then being in a warm bath and now seeing lightning, I think it's just a perfect, for me it was a perfect evening, and I just wanted to share that thought with you because I do feel like for us to really get into our soul's, you know, most beautiful harmonious chord, we have to be able to balance ourselves in all of these other houses that are not just the doing and not just the muscling through my fucking checkboxes. You know, we have to be able to be humbled and be connected to all of these other realms and really viscerally feel that, you know? Feel like I'm a human and I am in these elements and I can work hard and use my body and use my muscles, and then I can come back inside and feel fully grateful for the fact that I am warm. All of that just returns such a vibrancy to us and who we are. And because we remove a lot of that from ourselves nowadays, deliberately, you know, we have to actually now deliberately choose to bring some of it back, you know? And if you have the opportunity, I invite you to try and bring some of that back. And by that, I mean, if it's raining outside, try go walking in the rain. Maybe you're not a rain person like me, but if you can think about a way to foster any of that connection to something that is grander and humbling, I think that's my invitation to you. And also, check out Kiki's Delivery Service, because, I mean, this little witch she cannot fly. Hey, yeah, there, you know, it's a Halloween movie too. She can't fly. She loses her ability to fly for a second. And that's like, I'm not spoiling the movie, but like, that is the kind of metaphor for creativity where we like, when we're trying so hard to excrete this thing, it's like we kind of muddy up our ability to sing. You know, we're like, try to sing, I want to sing. And then in that efforting, we lose some spunk or fluidity. It's like it wants to come out on its own. And sometimes if we lose the ability to channel that voice, sometimes what we really need to do is step back and allow ourselves to feel something from a different place or from a genuine place. We have to like really channel that voice of inspiration. And oftentimes it doesn't come from the muzzling place. It comes from somewhere different. So a couple messages that kind of cross in different ways. But anyway, if I will invite you to jump on board with my current experiment, my current mental filter, which is to bring in more fun, to really reinvent the origin of my fun. Because I think I really have a default of getting into the doing. And it's very easy to make space. Even if you have a lot of stuff to do, it's really easy to make more space if you make it a goal, if you make it conscious. And so I would just invite you to ask yourself, what are two things I can do in my schedule, in my life, in my person, like two kind of key habits that will make me into a person that is more playful or more fun? Just cornerstone habits. For me, that's number one, exercise. And number two, forcing myself to take breaks from anything that allows me to fall into the routine. So that usually means like leaving the smartphone behind and also not putting myself into a checking boxes mode in my idle time. And so much of your time can be idle time. I'm speaking to all of my type A friends and family out there because, I mean, it's so addictive or satiating in some ways to just be constantly like, I'm fucking doing shit. I'm checking box. But like, try and resist that habit and curate times of play and, you know, the beginning of Alice in Wonderland. You're kicking your feet and you're sitting on a tree and you're playing with daisies. As much as that of that stuff as you can. And just really allowing yourself to like just savor what is around you. And the texture of the light, the feeling of the breeze, the noises. I mean, if you have kids, they do that for you already automatically. But it's really about removing the immediacy that's in the back of your head that's telling you, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this. Allow yourself to be deliberately behind, I guess, for, let's say, an hour. You know, it could be just an hour a day. But that's what I'm trying to do. And I've noticed in just that, this has been a few days of this experiment, so much more of life. Like there's three more notes in this chord that have just opened up. And I'm like, oh yeah, I was in the dream. I was just fixated on the, you know, by the dream, I mean like everyday life dream that we're like, I am plugged in, I'm doing this job and I'm doing all this routine. Like that's the hamster wheel. You could spend an eternity doing that. And one day you wake up and you're like, what have I done for 40 years? So anyway, bringing notes back into the chord. I invite you to try it. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed this. Peace out. And smile.